Apologetics with an X is on your radio station, and we are ready to cruise through another great set of tunes as summertime is almost here and school is out. Jay, you have a family that probably is happy about that, you know, school bailing out and summertime here.
Yes, and I'm happy about it too. You know, I'm looking forward to having the kids around the house. One of the advantages of being in a Christian parody band is I get to be home during the day, and we have a lot of kids that go to a lot of different schools, so I don't have to be a bus driver during the summer, but really I'm just happy that they're going to be home. The first parody we did, of course, was of the old Alice Cooper song, School's Out, and ours was about a schoolhouse for prophets, and it was something that Elisha was involved in 2 Kings, and we thought it'd be interesting to do a song about that and a couple of really cool things that happened during that. We're excited about school being out. Of course, this weekend is a weekend where a lot of people go on vacation, but it's also a somber weekend because it's Memorial Day weekend. We remember those who gave their life for our country. And this weekend, we're going to talk about people who gave their lives for the faith and then came back to life through the grace of our Lord. And the first song we're going to do in this next set is called Cemetery Came Alive. And that's when a whole bunch of people came back to life. And that's right after Jesus died on the cross. The temple curtain was split in two, the curtain separating the people from the Holy of Holies. And it says that many of those who, the saints who had died, you know, those who were sanctified, had died already, came back to life and appeared to many. It's a pretty amazing story. It doesn't get a lot of publicity, but it's in the book of Matthew if you want to look it up. And the song after that is going to be a song called One Headline. It's a parody of One Headlight by the Wallflowers. The previous song was a parody of My Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind. These are both big hits from the mid-90s. And One Headline is a story of Jesus' resurrection seen through the eyes of Peter, both when he walks to the tomb with John, and a little bit later, another little-known part of the story that you can find out by putting two and two together, because later on when the guys of Emmaus go back to report to the rest of the apostles say, the Lord has risen and he's appeared to Simon. So sometime between in the morning when they went to the tomb, and in the evening, when the guys from Emmaus met with the disciples, Jesus had already appeared to Simon. Of course, he did to all of them that night, except for Thomas. And the next song in the set after that is a song called Last Night, which is Peter's feelings before he knew all this great information about Jesus rising from the dead. And when he's looking back and thinking about how he denied the Lord, and it's a parody of the old song Last Kiss, first done by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. It was a number two hit in the 60s. It was a number two hit in the 90s, surprisingly, by Pearl Jam. And it was a hit in the 70s by a group called Wednesday.
You find him, he's living, he's coming, he lives for me. Says that we should teach the nations about his salvation. Jesus died, but he rose, I believe. And it makes me smile, open doors for you. To 27 Matthew, come on, we'll review. Jesus died and then the earth moved. Temple curtain was ripped and divided too. When it seemed as though things were only getting worse, brothers came alive that belonged in a hearse. There's a lot of people in the graves. They came out and they was raised and said that was something else. When every Jewish cemetery came alive, baby, baby, that was something else. Someplace after violently the earth began to shake. Soon the curse of death was lifted off us in its wake. It broke rocks. Folks in town were in shock when the sticks that had risen went out for a walk. It's when they jumped up. They took a trip around the city and went up to men and then went up to heaven and
Now we'll all get back into the place with all those asleep in Christ who followed our Savior up into the place where he went. That was something else when every Jewish cemetery came alive. Baby, baby, that was something else. Now Christians ain't afraid to go. I believe that the man named Jesus rose. I preach 'cause it's real and not just a feeling. I believe in my faith that grows. And before I close, you may be bright. But when it's the truth that's real, and I could die and I would be alright, alright. And when complaints come in from anyone nasty, who tell us that it's just an idiot myth on the verge of being a lie, now I smile 'cause truth survives, though they choose to carry out jealous threats, scorning Jesus and busting heads. That little red passage in Matthew says, right up around the bend we'll break out of a casket sprung. Not a zombies or a ghost man, but a something that's more than human forevermore. If I get buried underground, not scared, I'm not staying down. No, no, my Lord's running my life. He's got my tombstone knocked down with a smile, and I will be alright, alright. That was something else. The Lord gave you his life, baby. That was something else. Now Christians ain't afraid. Chapter Matthew factor is a place that you should start. That was something else.
Find true even in came. A crowd with swords, they mentioned his name. I couldn't stop him, though I certainly tried. I went for the head of some bad guy. But Jesus Christ, he touched him fast, replaced the ear that I had slashed. Oh, where, oh, where can my Savior be? The love that took him away from me. Thank God it nailed the Son of God to the wood, so I can see my Savior when I need him most. When I showed up, they had the Lord on trial. Christ found my face with his eyes. At dinner last night, he looked at me and said, "You'll deny me just a little while." I felt so cold to kiss him off like this. I failed the Lord and I knew that I did. But now he's gone, even though I hope and cry, I cost my Lord his life.
You have Christ in your life, and you have the peace that only that association provides. But, Jay, if they don't, we can head them in the right direction.
Yes. That's what we try to do with these songs. Is we want to get people interested in reading the Bible for themselves, because we believe if you read the Bible with an open mind and an open heart, you'll come to the same conclusions that we did. And you know, we try to encourage people through songs that, you know, to look, especially in scriptures like Romans 10:9, says, you know, if you confess in your mouth Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Or Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, you know, for by grace, and that's unmerited favor, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so no man can boast. And just trying to always point people to that. And, you know, if you can remember nothing else from this broadcast, if you just have any tuning in, I just want to tell you, Jesus is real, and you can talk to him even now. You can. It doesn't matter whether you're on your knees, whether you're in your car or whatever. Reach out, say, Lord, if you're real, come into my life and help me and guide me. And that's the start. That is the start. But the next songs we're going to talk about are a couple of things that you get in addition to salvation. You get inner peace. There's a lot of people out there, they just want peace. But this, we have so much turmoil in our society. Every day you turn on the news, there's more bad news. There's awful things going on. We all have pressure that we deal with every day in our jobs, in our families, or whatever. And if you really want inner peace, it's through Jesus. And this will point you to some verses about that. You know, it says, cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares for you. And it's a parody of the old song, Talking in Your Sleep, by the Romantics from the early 80s. A song after that is called The God of Peace. And it's a parody of the old Eagles song, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. And it deals with a verse, which I believe is in Romans, where Paul says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. I said, what a promise, right? That he will crush Satan under your feet. And he is the God of peace. You know, not a false peace like the Antichrist, not a false peace like the world will be. As Jesus says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. You know, but he gives us a peace that passes all understanding.
Drown out the sounds of a heart weak. I got a peace, well, easy being. And I know you know that deep down, 'cause he already said on the ground.
Well, Jay, did you get the boards and the Woody? We're on safari to stay, dude.
That was the first concert I ever went to see with a surf band. It was the old band Jan and Dean. They were on their comeback tour, and I was so excited because the first group that I ever listened to, was, you know, the first album I ever bought with my own money was the Beach Boys' Endless Summer album, and I was so excited. The Beach Boys were the first band. They were my gateway music to the Beatles, but I still love the Beach Boys, and so we got some beach parodies coming up for you. The first one is, as Jerry alluded to, is a parody of Surf and Safari. It's called Serving the Father, and it's about, you know, using our gifts. God gave us the gifts so we can use it, and particularly to further his kingdom and to bless everybody in this world, but especially the church. And I don't just mean your local church. I mean fellow believers, and we all serve a purpose here. If God can use my gift for writing parodies, he can use your gift for whatever it is. Believe me, I never would have thought that he could use this the way he used it. He can use whatever gifts you have. The next song after that is a song called Bower Lamb. It's a parody of the old song Barbara Ann, made famous by the Beach Boys. Actually, it was a hit before that by the Regents. And it's just a basic gist of it. You know, we're all lost sheep, and he would leave the 99 go find us, and I'm so glad that he found me. Parody after that is, you know, while he's searching for you, he knows where you are, you search for him. If you search, then you'll get saved. It's a parody of Surfing USA. And the last one is a Solomon song, and it's Solomon looking back on the fact that he had 300 wives, 700 concubines, and there were a lot of girls that were from not nice Jewish girls, so to speak. There was a crowd of foreign girls. And this is a humorous take on Solomon talking about some of the changes that they affected in his life. And it's a parody of California Girls by the Beach Boys also.
Early in the morning till the stars come out, there's always something coming along. We're loading up with goodies that the Lord put aside. Let's get them out and bring them to God. Come serve.
around, never wanna turn him down. Come and serve the Father with me.
Come and serve the Father with me.
If you wanna use your talent, you can use them right here. There's big jobs right under your nose. So go and ask the Father for some guidance this year. And when it comes, and get ready to go.
Come serve daily, then get your creed. Yeah, I'm gonna take you to serve him with me.
Come on along,
serve daily.
Tell you, serving God is wild. I'll give you big things if you're faithful in the tiny things He's chosen for you.
Come serve daily, sink at your creed. Yeah, I'm going to take you to serve Him with me.
Come on along,
serve daily, sink at your creed. Yeah, I'm going to take you to serve Him with me.
Let's go serve Him now. Never want to turn Him down. Come and serve the Father with me.
Come and serve the Father with me.
Serving the Father.
Yeah, serving
the Father.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs who know him. Robbers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Went through the fans looking for some friends. God saw me scram, so he brought me back again. Cause I'm a ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going. God'll take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs who know him. Robbers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Scratch it, Carl, scratch it.
Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do. Cause I'm a lamb, ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You gotta follow where he's going. God'll take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs who know him. Robbers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs.
If everybody had a notion how close you might be, let everybody be searching right down upon their knees. You'd see them carrying Bibles and not just Sundays too. There'd be a push to form prayer groups searching to get saved. They'd pack the churches and close bars and stand around in line, cram the pews like dance halls. You'd wonder where they. Searching, you'll get saved. You know this planet's a balloon. It's gonna break real soon. The time is now to search for your next place to move. Well, I'll be going to somewhere. There's just two places to stay. Tell the preacher you're searching, searching to get saved. Get on your knees, cause God's made specific promises. He says the ones who really want me. say. Searching, you'll get saved.
Everybody's gone searching.
Searching, you'll get saved.
Everybody's gone searching.
Searching, you'll get saved.
Yeah, everybody's gone searching.
Searching, you'll get saved.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's gone searching.
Searching, you'll get saved.
Make a shout out to Vaughn, who just digs your show here and your music, and just ordered her first Apologetics album online. Can you tell our fans how they might do that themselves?
Sure. Thank you, Vaughn. Anybody who wants to order our stuff, you can go to a lot of places. Go to iTunes, you can go to Amazon MP3, all those different online services. You can go straight to the source. You can go to apologetics.com and you can get downloads there. You can get CDs there. You can get USBs there. They have our entire library. So all kinds of, you can get singles. You can get our albums on download. You can make a donation and get singles for whatever price you want to pay. You can find our music on YouTube. We'll open the videos for free. Just Apologetics is everywhere. Just remember that we spell it with an X. So it's APOLOGETIX. So,
all right, go get some Apologetics tunes, everybody. And what's up next, Jay?
Sure, Jerry. The next song is a parody of one of the first 45s I ever owned, and that is Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings. And our song is called Man on the Run, and it's the story of Jonah. And, it's hard to tell a story about Jonah without injecting a little humor, so we tried to do that here. And here's an interesting insight on this. When I wrote this song about 20 years ago, we just put it out 2 years ago, but when I wrote it gosh, at least 20 years ago. I was just thinking about it. I just had come home from work. I get home, and the TV set is on, and there is a special on whales on the screen. So it's kind of neat. Oh, I think I'm on the right track here. After that is a song called Iran, So Far Away, or Iran, So Far Away. It's talking about the events that happened in the later in the book of Daniel. You know, everybody knows the story about the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and I guess they know Daniel and the lion's den too. But in between that, there's a neat story because the one took place in Babylon, the other one took place in, you know, under the Persian kingdom. But the transition story happens in here because Persia is modern-day Iran, or Iran, as we sing it this way in here. It's a parody of A Flock of Seagulls, and you'll never guess which Flock of Seagulls song we do. Hint, it's not Space Age Love Song or Wishing If I Had a Photograph of You. The song after that is a parody of a prophet that a lot of people don't even know exists. He's a guy named Zephaniah. And Zephaniah is cool. A lot of people get him confused with Zechariah, but he has his own book. It's only got 3 chapters. And, you know, for years, Jerry, when I've been reading my Old Testament, I try to read through the Bible at least once a year, read it cover to cover. And when I get to the book of Zephaniah, my mind would wonder. It's like you blink and it's gone. And what did I get out of this? What you know, I got to remember something from this. So I did some research over and I set up and I was going to do a song about Zephaniah. And I learned some interesting things about him, including the fact that he kind of seems to be descended from royalty, that he's great-grandson of King Hezekiah, the famous good king of Judah. And that would make him a distant cousin of another good king, and that's King Josiah, who was around when Zephaniah prophesied. And Zephaniah and Jeremiah were contemporaries. And apparently they both had something to do with the fact that King Josiah instituted those reforms that temporarily staved off judgment for the land of Judah. And that's why we call the song Cousin Zephaniah. And it's a parody of Cuts Like a Knife by Brian Adams. And here's another little insight for you on this. Is I got an idea for that song. And I just happened to be listening to the radio and said, we could maybe do something with this song or something. And like the next day, our guitarist, Tom Tinja, said, we should do something with the song Cuts Like a Knife by Brian Adams. And then, well, I guess that's a confirmation if there was. Just like finding whales on your TV screen. So anyway.
Stuck inside this poor way, sitting by his liver. Where is Jacques Cousteau at? Times like this, why you, Jonah? You, Jonah? You.
Oh! Bye. the King Joe's side.
All right, Jay, the voice of apologetics tonight, Jerry Q, the DJ guy here. We appreciate you listening to the show each week on this radio station. Tell your friends to listen as well, and if they don't have it in their area, let us know where they listen, and we'll try to get something done about that. In the meantime, just steer them to www.angel95fm.com. And ask on your TuneIn app if you have that too. And we're there. We're everywhere, as is Apologetics. Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week, right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.